Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Somewhere, someone you know is in the middle of a dry spell.
Spend all your time waiting.
It may have been brought on by a recent breakup, a hectic work schedule, or bad personal hygiene. Many people in the middle of a dry spell have lost self-confidence, become withdrawn, and feel ashamed. During this National Random Act of Kindness Week, let's all do our part to relieve the suffering of others by banging a buddy. When you bang a buddy, you can bring someone out of the cold darkness of deviant self-pleasure and into the soothing light of casually pooled fluids and an awkward goodbye. So don't wait until you're staring into the puppy dog eyes of someone pleading with you for pelvic relief. Someone near you is in a dry spell right now. Bang a buddy. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's the whole random act of kindness.
Are you trying to torture
seriously?
Me?
Seriously. Hey, by the way, I think that's a great lead-in. We'll get to the random act of kindness, and that's supposed to be going on all of this week and next week. But, last night we did a podcast. We're doing podcast series now, and we put Dr. Paul Joannides on and talk about sex. Oh, my God.
Boy, did we.
Yeah, because I don't have to worry about FCC or cumulus rules and regulations when I'm doing the podcast.
So if you're a wee bit uptight, be warned, you may not want to listen to it. If you're not,
if you are uptight,
a great podcast.
If you are uptight, go ahead and listen. Maybe it'll calm you down.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you don't talk about sex, you're never going to get any better at it.
That's right. Yes.
And boy, is it awesome when you do it right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, well.
Well, it was nice because, you know, it's so funny. It really is. I mean, you know, this guy is a doctor, but yet there are still all these rules and regulations. You would think that nowadays there aren't any, but there are. There still are. There are still words that we can't use on the radio, and probably with good reason, but... I don't know.
Because they're used as swears as well.
Yeah, right. But we're talking clinical sex, and we dive deep. Pun intended. Yeah.
But quite often we didn't use clinical terms for, say, the
reference
thing on your behind where the poop comes out.
Right. Yeah. So go to code. Yeah. Now you're getting me flustered. Go to KGOradio.com or download the app.
We talk about things going in that hole, in fact.
Right. You know, the funny thing is that when we're doing these podcast things now, and they're a lot of fun, I actually have to say, this is the KGO podcast series. Just in case somebody in Atlanta might tune in and hit, let's hear what Drex is doing.
Oh, and
holy cow.
And mistake that for having gone out on
right,
the air.
Yeah. I know he's out of control in San Francisco, but I never knew it was this bad.
Good Lord. Heads are going to roll.
Oh, the ratings would go through the roof if I could actually do this stuff. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So I'm being as naughty as I can. So on that point, 750,000 people, just a reminder, if you're working your Tinder tonight, 750,000 of those people out there have crabs. Just saying. So you've been warned. And this is not my study. This is from Science Alert. About 2% of all adults have crabs. Now, here's what's very interesting to me about this. The 2% of people, so that makes 750,000, they figured, on Tinder. How do the people who this is my thing about crabs. How do the people who have crabs not know they have crabs?
Well, there has to be a period of time where you haven't discovered it yet.
The gestation period. Okay, but, you know, and then they pass it on. Did you ever?
I didn't. But thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's basically lice. It's just like your kids have lice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had one experience, and, you know, and it was...
With it?
I had one experience with that, yes.
There was more than one.
There was only one.
Creepy crawlers in your drawers.
It's the weirdest thing, too, because it's like, you know, you're just minding your own business. You're sitting, you're laying on the sofa watching TV or something. It's like, what's that?
You said, oh, no.
What? Oh, no.
You suddenly get a tingle?
Right, and you don't even know, because you don't know.
Till you know.
And then it's like, oh, I felt something else. Yeah, they're like microscopic, too. I mean, it's really bizarre. Yeah.
So you can't even see them to let go.
Well, you kind of can until you pull it off, and it's like, oh.
Once you really start.
Yeah, and then it's like, no, this can't be happening to me. I'm a clean person. Yeah, I mean, I was a naughty boy, but I mean, I am a clean person.
Right. Yeah. Naughty and clean can go together.
I was just horrified. And, you know, that's classified as an STD.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know. It's not a disease.
No.
We'll call it a dysfunction.
It's an easily fixed one, but it was the damnedest thing. So I was in San Antonio, Texas, and, you know, and I worked there as the morning guy for a long time. And you know, I mean, that's a large city. It's bigger now, but... it was a large, small town, and so, you know, I'd be on the television all the time. I hang out with the television people, so I was recognized wherever I went. So when this happened to me, I said to my buy Pete, I said, you know,
buy me the shampoo.
No, I said, because he didn't know what to do. He says, no, you got to go with me, dude. So I said, we're going to the other side of San Antonio to get this stuff.
Pete's not the one who gave them to you, or he is.
No. Now, so we went to the other side of town, and we went to a brand new Walgreens that was there. And we're walking through the Walgreens, and I don't know. I'm just like, where do you find this RID stuff, right?
That's the name, RID.
RID, yeah. And then, sure enough, I'm walking through the aisles, and this girl comes up and says, Drex, can I help you find something? I was like, oh!
And then you're like, yeah, no, Pantene.
Pete said, he needs RID.
Oh, my God. And did you punch Pete?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pete, shut up.
Yeah, I know. You know, but then you put that on for a while.
You're like, just make something up. I'm looking for a gift for my grandmother.
You got to show it. You got to throw
up. She has the crabs.
You either got to boil your sheets or throw them out. Of course, me, you know, I'm like a freak. I just threw everything
out.
Threw everything out.
Right.
Get rid of it.
Did you go buy all new underwear, too? A little extreme.
No, you know, I was counting the number of days. It was like 2 or 3 days from that hookup, and I was like, okay. So that was a Saturday. I think it was like a Monday or a Tuesday. It's like when I got that little sensation. Yikes. Okay,
wow.
So now you know. All right.
More than you ever wanted to know.
That was your random act of kindness, people. You've been warned. But by the way, so the random act of kindness thing is going on for the rest of the month. And let me see. Giving up a gift to a random person seems like they need it or something. I think I have the good news tonight is about a random act of kindness. I think so. So
are you putting a call out for someone to please have sex with a certain radio producer?
Y-O-U. Well, look her up on OKCupid. That's where she's at. Hugging a friend when they don't expect it. I don't know about that. Paying for the person behind you when you're getting coffee. That would be nice.
That's cool.
Oh, I wish somebody would have paid, the person in front of me would have paid for my toasted cheese sandwich was $13.50 today for a toasted cheese sandwich. Welcome to San Francisco.
I was going to say, welcome to SFO. It's prices, but it's just San Francisco.
Rhymanites. Okay. Leaving your waiter a big tip. Well, you know what? They had that four square thing. This is really annoying. I have to tell you two things about this toasted cheese sandwich experience of mine today. So, first of all, it was $13.50. So then they turn around the screen, and you give them your card, and they're using, I think, Foursquare or something.
Square.
Yeah,
square.
Okay, they're using Square. Okay, so then you press it. So there, you don't see, like, a finish. I'm sure there's a finish button, but it's, like, the gratuity, 15, 20, or 25%.
Oh, for you to put something in a bag and hand it to me?
Hell's bells, yes. And I didn't see that just done, and I was having a nice conversation with the girl. So I thought, well, I'm not going to be a horse's ass and not give her anything. So I just hit 15, you know, and then I turn around and she finished the transaction. So, yeah, that's
that was another dollar or so.
$1.80. My $13.50. And then this gets even more bizarre. So then a while ago, while we were talking to Mari Langan, I looked at my my email, and there was a receipt from this place. Now, I didn't give them my email. You know, Visa, what are you doing?
Okay.
That's all
so
freaky, isn't it?
So this must be on Square.
It is Square.
I'm going to have to ask, is Square connected with Apple or Google? That's how Square has your email address. But I do not like that.
Yeah, because I asked her if she had Apple Pay and she didn't. So I was going to use my Apple Pay. But no, I had to give her my card. So I wonder if that's all connectified. That's creepy because then I got in here and I'm looking at my email. I'm like, here's the toasted cheese sandwich for $13.50 on my email. What? Okay, that's enough. All right, let's take a break. I'm having my midlife crisis.
You're traumatized.
I am traumatized.
Crabs,
no wonder.
Crabs, expensive grilled cheese. Ugh, yeah, when because, will it end?
Because what is the top city for having midlife crisis? Well, hello. Ding,
thank
ding.
God. That's my freaking dating pool. Thank you.
All right, we'll get to all. We'll continue the late night, late show wrap up. We'll talk about the. We have fun with Adele. We have David Grohl and David. Oh, he has a great David Bowie story. That's all coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Got my first robocall this week. Said, hi, this is Bill Clinton. Can Hillary count on you? Count on me? She can't even count on Bill, either. Don't drag me into marital problems, pal. This email problem continues to dog Hillary, but she says it's just an honest mistake. You ever notice the only time people in Washington are honest is when they make a mistake? Why is that? But Hillary says she has been tested. Well, I hope so. You never know what Bill might bring home.
Crabs. Yeah.
After his big win in New Hampshire, they say Hillary's team is trying to dig up dirt on Bernie Sanders. Ooh. You know what you call someone who digs up dirt on Bernie Sanders? An archaeologist. But the big decision for Sanders will be picking a vice president. It's important because whoever he chooses is just a prostate away from being the next president of the United States. That's right. And let me ask you something. What is going on with the Republicans? I watch these debates. Trump attacks Cruz. Rubio goes after Bush. Bush gets into a fight with Trump. Remember the good old days when the Republicans were all united against the poor and the minorities? What happened?
Back in the day. And that is Jay Leno. And since Fallon's in Los Angeles all this week, Jay Leno showed up to help Fallon do the monologue. This is just great stuff.
And Ted Cruz. Oh, you hear about this? Oh, boy. Ted Cruz's campaign pulled one of their TV commercials because the actress in the ad was a porn star. The campaign said they hired the porn star because they thought she could make Ted Cruz easier to swallow. So I don't know.
Cruz.
See, I don't care. They can't fire me. What is it?
Oh, my God. You know, that just makes me, I don't know. I mean, I like the guys. I like Fallon. I like Kimmel. Like them both. But I still miss Dave. And I like Jay.
Oh, he's cheesy.
I know he was cheesy. I never
that
watched him when he was on.
Oh,
I thought it was strong. I liked it. Mm. Okay. Okay. Beck and surviving members of Nirvana performed David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. Okay, so here's the thing about that. That was a tribute to both Bowie and Kurt Cobain, since Nirvana did a cover of the song back in the day. Yeah, did you know that? I mean, there's some music trivia for you.
Oh, I feel like that song gets so much play, like people might not know where it's from, but it was back when MTV used to do those Unplugged series, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
I'm quite certain that's where that was recorded, and it was released as an entire record.
Yeah, and whatever. Then let me see here. I'm trying to find it here. Shooter Jennings featuring Marilyn Manson does Cat People, the David Bowie cover. Yeah.
Perfect.
I know, right? Yeah, so that's Shooter Jennings featuring Marilyn Manson, brand new music. So, Wow, I have to tell you something. More news about Bowie. So this is a great story. If there's one thing we learned since Bowie's death, it's that a lot of artists wanted to collaborate with him, and he rejected almost all of them.
Really?
That includes Coldplay, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and even U2. Piss off. Now Dave Grohl says that he asked Bowie to sing on a track he'd written for a movie 2 years ago. Bowie responded by, quote, saying, I watched the movie and I got to be honest, it's not my thing.
You know what? Maybe he learned his lesson singing with Bing Crosby. But everybody loves the Christmas song that he did
that
together.
I love that song, yes.
Little drummer boy, right?
So, yeah, exactly. That's a classic. So Bowie said, you know, to Dave Grohl, look, I watched the movie and I got to be honest, it's not my thing. I'm not made for these times. And so Dave Grohl wrote back and said, so thanks, but, this is what he said to him. He said, so thanks, but I'm going to sit this one out. So Grohl texted him back a message, said that he understood, and that'll be fine. And Bowie then replied, quote, all right, well, then it's settled. Now, F off. Now, we're assuming this, you know,
really?
So they asked Dave Grohl, he said, well, that was a joke, right? And he goes, well, you know, I'm not 100% sure. And by the way, Dave Grohl didn't want to talk about what the movie was or if he ended up recording the song.
But he told the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, hey.
Who knows?
David Bowie has
pissy days too, I guess.
Right. Well, he's
a
human being just like anybody else. I want to get to Adele. So Adele talked about messing up her performance of All I Ask on the Grammys. Here she is on Ellen.
I knew what it was because in rehearsal on the Saturday, they were like, we're going to double mic the piano just in case one of them doesn't work. And I knew where the mic was and I wanted to turn around and lift it up, but I froze. But I actually felt like it went well. In the room, they sorted the problem, and I'm always a bit pitchy anyway, so I wasn't particularly... I am. It's emotion. It's emotion. But I'm flat and I'm sharp. I'm just emotional. But it was fine, you know, whatever. And I wanted to tell everyone straight away because there seemed to be a lot of confusion as to what it was, and I was embarrassed. I woke up the next morning to people in England being like, we still love you, don't worry. And I was like, I didn't ask you if you still love me, but thanks. I was so embarrassed. I cried pretty much all day. But the thing is, in fairness, I would have cried if it went really well as well. If it had been like a standout performance, I would have cried as well.
Oh,
I always cry. And it wasn't too bad. I'd treat myself to a burger.
And
a beer.
Okay.
I just love Adele and her Cockney accent. Today she was spotted, shopping at Target. And by the way, when she was on Ellen, she recorded an outgoing voicemail message for Ellen.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd leave a message at the beep. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about the message that you'll leave. Hello from there.
That's awesome. Who doesn't want that on their voicemail? I got a break for the news, and when I come back, I'll let you hear Ellen on Ellen. Adele actually did perform All I Ask again, and this time she got it right. That's on the way, along with more of the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
So Adele did perform All I Ask, and this is the performance that was screwed up at the Grammys because the microphone fell on the piano chords, and so she did it again. Take two.
All I ask.
She nailed it there. That's for damn sure. Right on. Okay, so some more viral things here that I've got. Check this out. There's this guy on YouTube named Anthony Vincent who sings songs in several different styles of different artists. Question mark. You're like, what the hell are you talking about, Drex? So, for instance, yes, he actually changes his voice. This is mind-blowing stuff.
I hope he doesn't pick to sing songs like Ted Cruz does, because that's
no,
awful.
No. So here's what you're going to hear. So he sang, I'm only going to play a few seconds of it, but he sang Justin Bieber's Sorry in 20 different artist styles. So when he's singing this, now listen, he's going to go from Ricky Martin to Kiss to Ja Rule to U2 to Cisco. Now, it's the same dude. It's not spliced. Listen. Ricky Martin. I don't know. He must be from a different country. I don't know why he throws Cisco in there, but because the rest of it was so good.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing. You know what
it tells us, too, is how much Pro Tools and Auto-Tune and all behind music.
Yeah, yeah.
I would think.
Oh, no doubt about it. So,
but the styling, though, that's very interesting.
It's really well done, I think. So check this out. So then there's this other viral thing rolling around here. Someone took clips and, you know, Lobertini was just doing this story about the hoverboards blowing up and because of the lithium batteries. So talking about Back to the Future, this is a mashup trailer for a Back to the Future prequel clip. Someone took clips from a bunch of Christopher Lloyd movies, cut them together with clips from different war movies to make a fake trailer for this prequel. So it's not happening. It's the story how Doc Brown got mixed up with Libyan terrorists who sold him plutonium for his time machine. And according to the person who posted it, the trailer was made using clips from Back to the Future, My Favorite Martian, Camp Nowhere, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, Dennis the Menace, Zero Dark Thirty, Argo, The Sum of All Fears, Syriana, Iron Man, Dazed and Confused, and Munich. All right. 22 seconds of this.
The so-called Dr. Brown is dangerous. He's a real nutcase.
He's in the Middle East.
What's he doing there?
Fair guess. Building a bomb.
Something was radioactive, and now it's gone.
Is him? Is that him?
Could be.
Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Let me tell you something. That's a lot of pot smoking, and that's a lot of time on your hands.
Right?
Yes, it is. All right. Viola Davis. Love her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Viola Davis did an interview where she talked about how Jared Leto, and I had to think about Jared Leto. What movies was he in? Oh, it's on my notes. Somewhere.
Wasn't he nominated? Was last year or the year before for Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes,
he was
yes, that's it, Jared. That guy. Okay, so Jared Leto messed with his Suicide Squad's co-stars by giving them freaky presents. Apparently, I mean, you know, I'll just let this play out. But apparently, he has a very, very sick, twisted sense of humor.
He did some bad things. Jared Leto did. He gave some really horrific gifts. He had a henchman who would come into the rehearsal room, and the henchman came in with a dead pig, plopped it on the table, and then he walked out. And that was our introduction into Jared Leto. Now, I'm terrified just as a person thinking, is he crazy? But the second part was, oh, I gotta have my stuff together. You talk about commitment, and then he sends Margot Robbie a black rat. It was still alive in a box. She screamed, and then she kept it.
I don't know. What is going on? I mean, you know, it must be the heat in Hollywood. It's been hot down there. It's just weird. Mob Wives star Big Ange died, and, you know, I mean, that show was such a big thing when it started. But she died of cancer yesterday morning at the age of 55 after her breakout on Mob Wives. I mean, she had her own spinoff called Big Ange. And she was also on Couples Therapy last year. And she had a small part in Scary Movie 5. And she's was good friends with Janice Dickinson. So, you know, and Janice actually said very nice things about her. But she passed away. But, you know, here's a clip. Let's see here. She had a lemon-sized tumor in her throat, and she had two surgeries to remove it, but it spread to her lungs and her brain. She was on the Dr. Oz show, and this is what she had to say.
I'm always shopping. People think I'm crazy. I say, the more you make, the more you spend.
They That's a
tell
woman?
Me, Angela, you have to save your money. I go, nope. I will never save a dollar. I don't care, because you know what? You die tomorrow. Listen to me. I've seen it in my mother. Was sitting here having dinner. The next minute, she was on the floor dead from an aneurysm. So I'm going to live day for day and buy whatever I want.
So she, God bless her. Okay, so she lived the life that she wanted to live, and she didn't worry about saving money. She spent money because, as you said, she said there, she wanted to, you know, she could drop dead at any time. And she did. She died at 55. Yeah, I mean, she sounded like that because obviously she had that tumor in her throat. Yeah, she had cancer. So, but I just think that that's such a cool thing to say, you know. I went through that this past year when I almost died from my perforated duodenal. I'm sitting in the ICU and I'm thinking, and I was a good, responsible boy saving all this money for the past 30 years, and this is the way it's going to end at 50.
Oh, this is you saving money.
Right, yeah. I was thinking, that, you know, what the hell? You know, I don't have kids. Where does it go? Where does it go?
I said that one time, too. Somebody said something about my car or something like that. I'm like, I don't have a husband. I don't have a kid. I don't even have a puppy dog. This is my baby.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, I think Big Ange is sending us all a message. Get on with it. Okay, so we come back to, do you have Obama? What's he doing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They were at the White House doing some presentation for Black History Month, and somebody yelled out something really cute to Michelle, and he riffed on it, and we'll do that when we come
all
back.
All right, great. Awesome. And we'll come back with the good news on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Sitting in the crib dreaming about G5 and Benzes. Watch street rapping, sounding like Kendrick. If I was you two, I would think Illuminati. Shoot the devil between the eyes for that new Bugatti. Can't get to the money when the anyway. Mac and cheese far on the way.
They all know my name. Too many snakes around us. Them bright lights are too
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. That's brand new from French Montana, in case you care. Wave Gods is the name of the song. Let's see here. So you have, this is from the White House today?
Yeah, either today or yesterday, but Obama, just listen.
Okay.
We know it is Black History Month. When you hear somebody say, hey, Michelle. Girl. You look so good.
He's all right. You look good too, baby.
Isn't that cute? I want to keep that just him going, hey, girl, that's our president.
Wow, he was doing that, hey, like, what do gay horses eat? Hey.
I always just loved saying. That joke. There was a gal that used to work here who always did that.
Oh, she did the gay horses. What do gay horses, me and my friends, what do gay horses eat? Hey. Holla. Okay, so here we go. A postmaster in New Jersey called 911 recently because one of the mail carriers, that's right, was being held captive by wild, and you know if you live in the Bay here, by wild turkeys.
What's up, police? Sergeant McLaughlin.
Hey, Sarge, this is the postmaster in Hillsdale.
Hey, he's gone.
Okay, you're not going to believe this, but I got a carrier that's being attacked by wild turkeys. Won't let him deliver the mail. On Espawn Drive, 28 Espawn Drive.
28, okay, being attacked by turkeys.
This has been going on. It's crazy. I mean, they're actually attacking, biting. They chase the trucks, everything.
Wow.
Take a look at it. All right, no problem. We'll send them over there. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you know, living in the hills, I get that. I mean, you know, I didn't understand until I moved here. It's like, you know, especially when they have babies, you better stay away. You better stay away. They will take you out. Speaking of taking out, a robber tried to hit a Walgreens pharmacy in Florida on Valentine's Day, but he got knocked out by the state boxing champ who was just happened to be there visiting his girlfriend.
Was he buying Rid?
What a dumbass. Yes.
He started fiddling with his hands and he went to reach into his pants, and that's just when I reacted. I really wasn't trying to hurt anybody. You know, I was just trying to do what was right. I hope he uses this as a turning point in his life.
Yeah, so the dude jumped over the counter where his girlfriend was and demanded pain medication. I guess he wanted his Oxy or whatever. And this dude, you know, state boxing champ, knocked him out cold. Dumbass. Okay. Talking about the, you know, the naughty guy. Okay, so here we have the good news of the day. An 81-year-old woman in Pennsylvania had her purse stolen.
That's not good.
No, but listen to this. Yeah, don't F around with, you know, just because somebody's a senior citizen. She chased the robbers down with her car, and then she took her car and rammed them. And that allowed police to find it in a nearby parking lot. Check this out.
Wow.
One of the fellas reached in and grabbed the purse. I mean, she was talking to him. The window was open, and they ran with it, and she tried to chase them. She rammed their car, left some marks on it, and the police had at least something to go on.
Good for her. Honestly, they actually picked on that wrong person, so wrong day to pick on her.
I'm an old lady. I would fight. I'm 76, so I would go.
She wasn't afraid to go after them. They had her purse, and she had, I guess, some money in there. She was pretty brave, actually. She doesn't think so, but she was.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, do you remember the story? If you listen to the show, you'll remember this story. And if you didn't listen to the show, well, now you know why you should always listen to the show. Back in December, a startup called Swan Love got a ton of attention from people like me because of its crazy business plan. They'd give you a $10,000 loan for your wedding, and you would only have to pay it back if you got divorced, plus interest, plus the number of years that you'd stay together. All right? So this sounds like a brilliant business model, okay? Right? So because look at the stats here in America. It's at least 50%. So they got a 50% chance that they're not only going to get their $10,000 back, but they're going to accrue all of this interest by years. So, I mean, if I were them, I don't know what the interest rate would be, but I'd start at like 10. That sounds reasonable. If you don't have $10,000, I'm going to charge you 10%. Now, if they stay married forever, then they don't owe it back. But chances, it's 50-50 chance, and then you take compound 10%. So let's say you're married.
10's a little high, don't you think?
Well, I'm sure whatever it was. Okay, but it just sounded like a really good idea to me. So
sure.
Okay, so the CEO ran the numbers, and they figured that they could be profitable. Because, look, I mean, it comes down to basic statistics, as I said. So we have the right odds, so we'll be okay. Well, looks like maybe they forgot to carry one. More than 200,000 people, because of people like me, and, you know, talked about this on the radio across the country, and requested loans, 200,000. But the site didn't have the $2 billion to give out. Never mind the time to let $2 billion float around out there while they waited for people to get divorced. So a few days ago this week, they scrapped the loan idea and they switched to a crowdfunding site where you'd hit up your friends and family for the money instead. But people hated that idea and let them know that on their Facebook page, by the way, Swan Love, blamed the change on, quote, overwhelming demand and unanticipated legal regulations and restrictions in the lending space. As of today, swanlove.com is down and we're pretty sure they might be dead, you know, out of business. But, I mean, it was a brilliant model. I just, you know, they didn't have enough money to fund that. And
it
hang
was
in
too
there.
Popular.
Right, right. 200,000
people. How many people were
people.
They expecting Adele doing, I wonder?
Well, I mean, when you're young and you're in love, you're thinking you're never going to get divorced. But, I mean, good, if they had enough money to stick that out, So if you took that $10,000 loan, and let's say you were married, like a lot of people that, you know, so
well,
you get married.
Well, love people didn't think it through.
Well, let's do some math here. So let's do what a lot of couples do. So they get married around 30. Let's just say you get married at 30. Then you're good till 65. Okay, so then that's 35 years. Okay, so I'm accruing $10,000, 35 years plus all that interest. Then you get, you both retire. Then you have to sit around and look at each other all day. And you say, oh, hell no, I'm out of here. Now, what do you think that bill looks like? So if they would, that math would have worked out, they could have hung in there.
For 35 years?
Well, I think the average person probably gets divorced in, you know, 5, 6, 10, but I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it sounded
if you could make it work, it would be,
Yeah. So, you know, really, you know, who should be doing this and who has the money to do this is an insurance company. Those people.
Right.
Yes, because they go on forever.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they do. All right, have a good night. We want to thank our guest, Tim Sika, who reviewed the films for us. He's our San Francisco film critic guy. And Maureen Langan, who has her own show right here on KGO from 7 to 10 every Sunday night. Have a great weekend. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.